Hello. Welcome. Here we are. Session 3. Day 62 of the personal change. So much has happened in a week. It's hard to try and focus everything just on one podcast, so I may start producing more just because of how much I'm going through, how much change has happened in a week, so many events. But if we're going to focus on something today specifically, let's focus on our energy and where we place it, who we give it to, why we're doing that. You know, for me, I put a lot of energy into other people, a lot of focus on trying to get myself to a certain place, and it's draining, you know, emotionally draining. And I keep telling myself and sharing through my posts daily that we have to be careful with that because of the toll that it takes at the end of the day. And it takes a toll. Don't get me wrong with that. It definitely takes a toll. It will suck the life out of you if you invest everything you have into something else, someone else, whatever it is. You have to tread carefully when you do stuff like that, you know. So I think for this particular instance, it's time to pull back a little bit, you know. I think it's time to say, okay, I invested as much as I could, and now it's about focusing on yourself. And it's okay to still put energy out and to be there for people and stuff like that, but you have to make sure that you're okay at the end of the day. And for me, at the end of the day, I'm not okay. So I have to refrain from exhausting so much energy. Like, it's not good to keep doing what I'm doing. And I'm sharing this because I know other people out there are doing it too. And I wouldn't say it's really unhealthy, but I think to be better and to be in a better place, you just have to be cautious with what you're doing. And at the end of the day, you want to make sure that you're still happy and you're still smiling. And if you're not, then you need to go over the things that you've done and figure out what's going on that's making you feel that way. And for me, I think it's just an energy thing. I'm putting out too much energy and I'm sharing too much of what I have, and I need to refrain from that. So, and that's okay. You know, that's cool. There's nothing wrong with it, but there's a point at which you need to step back and say, okay, this isn't helping me. I don't feel good. I'm not happy. Shift course. So I'm shifting courses. I'm changing the direction of which I want to go. And yeah, I want things to be a certain way, but it's not working. You know, it's not working. It doesn't feel good and it doesn't make me feel good. So I have to go about it a different way. And sometimes we need to take a step back and look at what we're doing from the outside. You know, I don't know how to explain that, but you have to take that step back and look at what's going on and realize, all right, this needs to change. You know what I mean? Like, we have to be able to do that. And over the last few days, there are some things that have happened to where I have to look at it from the outside and say, I'm going to take a step back. This isn't good for me. You know, for a person that's trying to change and be better and physically, mentally be better, you know, this, you have to adjust and adjust accordingly. And I put up some posts over the last couple of days about where people are in their lives and the things that they keep doing and how they're almost oblivious to their own toxicity. And I say toxicity in a sense to where I don't think that they're fully mentally aware of what they're doing, you know, and they just keep doing it and doing it and doing it and expecting change to happen when they're not doing anything to make the change themselves, you know. So moving forward, I definitely am looking forward to this coming week, I think, in particular. I have a lot going on this week, and I'm going to make some steps to change a little bit of the process that I've been doing so far. The meditation works. I'm going to keep that, obviously. And the positive attitude, obviously, that stays. But I'm going to get a little creative and, like I said, take a step back and kind of let it happen. You know, I think that the control thing has been an issue, and I'm aware of that. So now I have to just let go and let it happen. And I'm so ready to do it, you know. just committing to things that I shouldn't be committing to needs to stop. And I need to stand up and say, hey, it's not working, so let's correct this issue. But with all that, I think I'm getting better mentally. I am getting better. This was a draining weekend, let me tell you. There was so much that went on this weekend between work and, you know, personal life and stuff like that. It was just exhausting. And I woke up today late, just like, wow. And it felt good. Like, I didn't wake up drained. I felt refreshed, you know. I felt fantastic. Listened to my music, put myself in a good place, and told myself today that I was going to make change. And here I am making some change and sharing it with you. But there are some things I think I discussed about my past in chapter one, and the spirals that happened. And I just want to touch base with that again, just because of where I am now. I mean, some of the things that I've gone through over the last week, 2 weeks, you know, definitely would have triggered me, the old me anyway, into going down a spiral. Like, just not being able to handle it, or just wanting to avoid it, and drinking, whatever, you know, just running away from it. And I'm so happy that I'm not in that type of place now, you know. I'm just like, I can deal with things in a healthy way, you know, in an effective way. And I can look at it and I can say, all right, here's my 10 seconds of thought process on that. I make a decision on how to handle it, and then I move forward. And it's not a dwelling thing where we just sit there and get stuck and we're just like, the hell with this, man. You know, I'm drinking it away. You know, like, that thought process and be able to change that is huge. Huge. Like, you have no idea how big that is. It is such a big change. And it just reassures me that everything that I'm doing now is for the better. Everything I'm doing now is right. So It's a crucial thing. And I think a lot of people get stuck dwelling on things, you know, like whatever negative has happened and you can't fully process it or can't allow yourself to process it and move past it. So it sets you back and you get stuck on that. And I don't think that anyone should be doing that. It's not healthy for you. And you have to be able to allow yourself to process it with due time. Say, okay, this is going on. Where do I go from here? What am I going to do about it? How do I change? How do I correct it? And that's what you have to do. You have to be able to adjust and adapt. And yeah, whether it's a huge deal or not, you know, there's always that time where you need to process. And you have to allow yourself to be able to do that, you know, to be in a healthy place. So, you know, don't get stuck on that kind of stuff. And I'm glad that I'm in a better place now to where I'm not getting stuck on stuff like that. Because that was an issue. It always has been an issue. And I'm able to see the change in myself to know better now. So that's a good thing. Love. Let's talk about that for a little bit. Not so much like loving people, but loving yourself, you know. Accept yourself for who you are. You have to embrace yourself and be aware that you're a human being and you have feelings, whether you like to admit that or not, but you do. We all do. It's real. It's a real thing. And you have to just be okay with who you are. You know, at the end of the day, we all want to be loved. We all want to love someone. That's a thing. Yes, it is. But if you're not comfortable in your own skin, then you're not going to get the things that you want. You're not going to be where you want. So take the time to be comfortable with yourself. And if it's 10 minutes, do your 10 minutes, okay? But, you know, wake up every day and say, this is who I am. This is who I want to be. And put yourself there and do the work and say that I can change or I can be better. You know, it's not, for me, there's a lot of change. And I'm going to keep saying that word 1,000 times. But it's about just being the best that you can be. As an individual and walking down the road with your head up because you are who you are and you embrace it to the max. You don't worry about what people think about you, what people say about you. You know, you live your life as best you can. And that's loving yourself. And that's where everyone needs to be at. Just in general, I mean, you know, if we want this world to be the best world that we can have, then we need to be the change that it needs to see. And it starts with us, you know. I know that's a little out of left field compared to what I've been talking about, but it's crucial and it's true and it's facts. If we can be the best version of ourselves, everybody would be happy, you know. Everyone would be okay. And, you know, I've got 4 kids. And if I'm not leading by example, then what am I doing? If I'm not doing the work to change myself, to better myself, then what am I teaching my kids? You know, that's something that I think about as well. Yeah, we're human. We make mistakes. Things happen. I get it. But how healthy are you mentally? Like, how fully aware are you of your own being? And other people, I say that as in children mainly, but, you know, they see us. They see us walking. They see us doing. And they learn from us, you know? And I get it, you know, we're still learning. I'm still learning. I don't know everything, obviously. But it's a thought process that has to be corrected, and we have to be better mentally. I'm trying to be better mentally. I'm trying. Like, I try every day to make sure that I'm doing what I need to do to better myself. And it shows, you know. My kids will see that. Your kids will see that. Your loved one will see that. That you are doing everything necessary to better yourself. And that you love who you are. And I think that's so important. I really do. I feel so good today. Let me just say that. I feel great. This is so refreshing. To be able to sit here and share my journey is just... I'm grateful and thankful that people are listening. And I hope in my heart that some of you are making the change and taking the steps to better who you are. It gets easier. It really does. It gets easier. And I know sometimes it gets super hard. But we can do this. It can be done. You can do this. You know, you're great. You are awesome. Don't doubt who you are. Don't doubt your abilities. Trust yourself. You know, trust who you are. Know that you are capable. And it's so important. It's so important to know that, to have faith and believe in who you are. And the fact that you can do anything that you want to do. It's a matter of want and a matter of doing the work. So just do it. Just do the work. Get up. Take your 10 minutes. Take your 20 minutes. Do your meditation. And get to know who you are. It's just beautiful. But on that note, I'm going to end this. And I think that... I will come back with another podcast probably tomorrow. I have some notes that I went over, and there are some other topics that I would like to touch before I start my next week. So I hope that this filled your heart, or has at least gave you a little momentum into some positive energy. You know, because this is what this is all about. Positive energy. Positive vibes. You know, bettering yourself. I have some specific things I'm going to talk about in the next podcast. And a lot of heavy stuff that I'm going to share. So, with that, have yourselves a great day. Positive energy. Positive mindset. Positive results. Have a great day.